Blog Talk Radio.
You have just tuned in to an episode of Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Jason Ophir, Sherry Pang, and Maria Wilson Duff. Stay tuned as we enter into the world of the paranormal, a world of ghosts, UFOs, and generally anything unexplained. The show is about to begin. Back for another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I'm Jason Ophir here with my co-host Sherry Pang. Sherry, howdy doody.
Pretty good, Jason. How are you?
Not too bad. We were talking a little bit before the show went live. I made a purchase the other day, a completely useless purchase. I bought, because, you know, we've talked about Fukushima before, and I've always had some concerns about it. I don't think we're getting told the whole truth about any sort of radiation contamination in the Pacific. So I went and purchased a Geiger counter, and I've been having lots of fun with it.
And is it actually registering anything?
Yeah, which isn't unusual. The radiation levels here in Portland, Oregon, at least where I'm at, are absolutely normal. I haven't seen it go crazy or anything like that, but I do keep it on, and I hear my little radiation clicks. It clicks every time it detects something, and the one I have, it detects beta, gamma, and X-ray, and those are like gamma's the one that penetrates and is really scary, and but it's very interesting and it's kind of fun to play with. I'm really looking forward to at some point going to the Oregon coast and seeing what the numbers are, because I've seen some videos online of people taking their Geiger counters to the coast and them going all sorts of crazy because of Fukushima. So at some point, I'm going to take this little bad boy to the coast and see if there really is something to be concerned about.
Wow. See, I'm wondering about the food.
I haven't tried that yet. I should do that.
Yes, I would like to see what they, you know, how, what you would do with the food since, you know, what if it's got some radiation. That would be kind of cool.
Well, you know, I think about it. I think my roommate just brought back sardines from Portugal. I think I should run the Geiger counter over them.
Oh my gosh! Is that what is it? Is like a radar detector? Or how do you actually use it?
Yeah, it's super super simple. It's also a dosimeter, the one I have, so it kind of calculates what dose you're receiving. And like I said, it detects beta, gamma, and X-ray, and you can either watch it on a graph where it shows the peaks, but I keep it on CPM, which is counts per minute. And so basically how it works is inside this, and I'm not an expert, mind you, this is like Google education going on right now, but inside this device there's two tubes in this particular one, and all these little tiny radioactive particles that penetrate stuff, they go into these tubes, and then the sensor detects it. And every time it detects one of these particles, it gives a click. And so, for instance, right now it's 17 CPM, which is pretty low. So every minute, those tubes are detecting a radioactive particle, either beta, gamma, or X-ray.
Wow.
And very interesting.
That's very, very interesting. That's crazy. Yeah, let me know. Keep in touch with me and let me know how the results are. Jason, tonight it's just going to be you and me. Our fill-in co-host at times, Maria Wilson-Duff, is not going to be here with us tonight. She's taking the night off. So it's back to you and me, original Paranormal Horizons, and it's good to be back, Jason.
Very good. Yeah, I wasn't on last week. I got to listen to the show. It was like a ladies' night, wasn't it?
You know what? To be honest with you, I don't remember. I don't know what we talked about. It seems like each day is melding into one another, but to be honest with you, I don't even know if we had a guest. Isn't that crazy?
Well, you know, when you have 250 episodes, they all kind of blend into each other.
And, you know, we just reached well over 3,000, but I think what's our count for now for Paranormal Horizons, the following of the Facebook followers is just astronomically growing. I mean, by the week, it's just amazing. I think by the summertime, we're going to be hitting, so I'm easy, probably by a couple weeks, just the next month, we'll be hitting the 3,700. So we're at 3,629 people who like our page, and the followers are 3,686.
Very cool. And the secret is just to post ridiculous non-paranormal related memes. And if you
yes,
do that, people
great.
Just show up.
Oh, I love it. You know, some of it's funny, some of it, you know, but it's to entertain people. And if we can get a laugh or a chuckle in somebody's face or, you know, into their lives and everything, hey, you know, we brought a smile. Some of it's kind of way off the beaten path, but, you know, don't take it seriously, and it's just what it is. It's just to bring a smile or a laugh or a little bit of a chuckle. So, but tonight's guest is our Paranormal Horizons and my radio show called Portals to Enlightenment, Your Journey of Body, Mind, and Spirit. We've been on hold for probably the last month and a half, or about a month now. Our producers, Joel Walling and Michael Smith, have had to take some time off. They still are taking time off for some serious medical issues, and we want to ask that you keep your thoughts, or prayers and thoughts with them, that they heal, recover and heal well. But Michael Smith is going to be on tonight, and we're going to have him talk about paranormal, and hey, if he needs to name names, that's fine. I think he was going to talk about that too, and I said, you know what, it's a free country, and you know, it's like whatever he feels, we're going to just kind of go along with it. So anyway, if you want to bring Michael on the phone, that would be great.
Yeah, we'll get him on right now. Hey Michael, how's it going?
Hey, how
Hi,
you
Michael.
Doing?
Good.
How you
good.
Doing?
Welcome back to Paranormal Horizons, and this time you're going to be by yourself.
Yeah, I miss my buddy.
Yeah, how's Joel doing?
I haven't heard much, really, off and on. The last time I talked to him, he was in the hospital for a little bit getting some stuff done, and then I haven't heard from him since, so I don't know.
Oh, no. Okay. So anyway, yeah, we miss both of you, and it's good to be able to have you back. And like I said, I just, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, the radio show, the network has just temporarily put a halt to it. But, you know, when it comes really to your health and well-being, I think that's really important. And the people that will stay are meant to stay with you guys. And I'm pretty sure Jason and I, and I will particularly, myself too, will wait for you guys to come back if you guys want to start the network. So we're, you know, we're looking forward to it, and we're there for you. We're rooting for you and wishing you guys well and recovery. No, okay.
We appreciate that. I was listening before I came on about Jason's Geiger counter, actually.
Yeah. Fun little toy.
Yeah, actually, you know, it has been used in paranormal investigations at times.
I've seen that, but I don't know anything about it. About that, can you explain how that works during a paranormal investigation?
Well, yeah, I'll give it a shot. Now, I don't know if the science behind it. Of course, the science behind any of this stuff is dubious. I mean, you can't really prove any of it. If I could prove it, then I'd be rich, you know. But the way the Geiger counter basically works. Is, and there are different types, but the general gist of it is there's a tube in there. It's called a Geiger-Müller tube. and it's filled with gas, an inert gas that won't ignite, something like helium, neon, argon, and very low pressure. And what happens is it's subjected to high voltage. And when it's subjected to high voltage, you get a proton or a particle incident. It happens when it measures the radiation. That's what gives you the voltage, the reading on a machine when it, you know, when it encounters something radioactive. The only downside to the basic tube is that it can't differentiate between the types of radiation. It can give you a reading as far as the level, how high it is, but it can't tell you if it's a gamma radiation or a beta radiation or whatever. But that being said, I'm not an expert on that either. However, there is, and I hope you can hear me all right. My phone does crazy stuff, so if you can't, just yell. But there is a background radiation that's always present, and you'll pretty much always find it. It's normal background radiation. The way it would be used in a paranormal investigation would be if you perhaps had a spike in the background radiation that may indicate a rift. Some people believe that when a paranormal event occurs, there's actually a rift in space-time. And if that were the case, then you may actually have a radiation bleed through from another universe. Because if you believe in the many worlds interpretation or in quantum theory, that there are many universes next to our own, and if they interact, they're like little bubbles that collide with each other and things bleed through. When you get a bleed through of something like that, it may be theoretically possible that you would get a radiation spike because you would have your normal background radiation being affected by the radiation from the other universe would cause a bump, a spike.
You do realize now that you've told me that if this thing ever spikes, I'm going to be freaking out because I'm thinking some sort of entities entered my space.
Well, it's possible. I mean, I can't say for sure that it happens that way, but, you know, like it's like anything else in the paranormal. We don't know what causes actually any of it, you know. So that is as good of a possibility of why a counter would be used on an investigation as any other. And there are many theories about why or how one could be used, but you know, it's like anything else. Since we don't know what causes any of it, it's as good a theory as any. And you actually, if you want to test your counter, you can actually go, there are places online where you can buy very low-dose radioactive isotope and test your counter. They're very safe. They're not a high enough level to cause any kind of a, you know, a medical effect or whatever, but they are, they're sealed, you know. It's a very small amount, and you could actually use it to test your Geiger counter. Also, if you're familiar with the concept of a battery drain in an investigation, you know, like people report having their batteries of their EMF detectors or their cameras die after they've been charged fully and then they won't work. Joe and I had talked about doing one of his investigations and we got sidetracked, of course, but We wanted to get a radioactive isotope, and they're sealed in a little they're sealed in a plastic-looking disc. I mean, you can't break them open, you know, and do whatever. It's just a
create a dirty bomb.
Yeah, you can't. It's not enough to do anything like that with, but it's an isotope, and we wanted to see if placing one of those in a paranormal location, because it's an energy source, supposedly, if an entity of some form could actually use that to manifest itself better. I mean, if it can use a 9-volt battery, why couldn't it use a radioactive isotope?
Right.
Because it's energy. What difference would it make? You know, and at some point we're going to still do it. I'm sure that the two of us at some point are going to get healthy enough to actually work on that. But that's the kind of goofy stuff we think about. Because, you know, we're far from normal. If I was normal, I wouldn't be, you know, thinking about that kind of stuff. But still, it's a neat tool to have for many reasons, and investigations into the paranormal and even UFO stuff. I mean, if you like to do UFO stuff or even Bigfoot research, because there's a school of thought. Some people think that Bigfoot is in the flesh and blood animal. You know, some people consider it to be an undiscovered great ape, while other people think it's an interdimensional being. But if you had an interdimensional portal open up and you had a Geiger counter, you'd probably measure something. You would probably pick up something, you know. So there are many things you could probably use it for besides the paranormal. You know, in UFO research, I mean, if you're someplace and, you know, and the UFO lands and you get a spike on your Geiger counter, assuming you don't wind up abducted and we don't hear from you again, you know, which wouldn't be good, but, you know, there are many things that it could be used for. But it is a cool tool to have, and I did have one myself, actually, years ago. I had one of the old yellow ones, one of the ones that the Department of Energy used, the big boxy-looking
yellow things
with a handle on them.
Yeah.
Because could get them. I don't know if you can now. We used to get them brand new that were surplus that were never used for like $60 or something, you know. But that was a long time ago.
They're not too expensive. The one I have was like maybe $140. I did a little bit of research and found out the best one I could get for the price. That's, you know, pretty reliable. I'm happy with it. It works well.
Yeah, it's a neat thing to play with, if nothing else. I mean, you know.
I'm thinking end of the world, you know, like if a power plant ever blows up, then I'll know. I won't have to order the Geiger counter. I can just be like, oh, let me just turn the on button and see if I'm getting irradiated.
Well, if the end of the world happens, the last thing you want to do is measure the dosage. But
I know, right?
You're right. I mean, at that point, it won't matter. You know, if you get a kiloton bomb blast or something or whatever it is, you know, some big nuke go off, it won't really matter what the number is. The end result will be the same. But, you know, I mean, like I said, it's fun to play with. You know, so why not? Give you something to do.
Yeah.
So what else? What else is going on? Anything else going on your end of the world?
Well, as far as me, not much. I just work too much, and yeah, sleep, work, and play with my Geiger counter, and play a little virtual reality. That's my life. Oh, pizza and tacos. And that's
I love tacos. I love pizza too.
But not together. And I don't have taco pizzas or pizza tacos.
You know, this is not paranormal by any means. But you know my favorite pizza? It's
What's
a
that?
BLT pizza. It's a thin crust. There's no cheese on it. It's a layer of crumbled bacon. And they squirt a real, like, mayonnaise just kind of over the bacon. And they top it with cold. They top it with cold lettuce and tomato. And it's good.
I don't think I could do that. What about you, Sherry? Are you down with the BLT pizza?
I love BLTs, and I would be willing to try that. As long as it's not like anchovies or something weird. I've had alligator pizza, and I don't know if you guys had tried it. That their pizza smichas has their used to have. I don't know if they still do. Their alligator pizza, and that was really gross, to be honest with you.
Actually, one time I had alligator, I had it fried. It was chunked. Like, the meat was just chunked, and deep fried with like Cajun seed, like Cajun style. Oh, it was good. But I don't know about a pizza. But I had it fried, and it was fabulous.
What do you think, Jason? Alligator meat.
I would try just about anything. I mean, I'd even try bugs. I don't care, but I don't know. I like my pizza, and I'll tell you, I like jalapenos on my pizza. I like pineapple. I like it all. There's really not. I even like anchovies or clams. There's really not a lot of pizza I don't like.
Well, oh, wow. That's pretty good.
The only thing I don't like on pizza is stuff I use for bait. So anchovies and clams aren't going to cut it. That's my one thing. I tried anchovies on a pizza once, and I just couldn't do it. But, I've been doing it right. I haven't been sleeping too well. I have insomnia. It's been kind of kicking in the last week or so, so I'm kind of tired. So if I doze off in the middle of our interview, you'll know why. If I start to snore on air, just shut me off. But I think I'll be all right for the next half hour or so.
I'm with you on that. I don't sleep well half the time either. So.
So what's going on in the paranormal world with you? Michael, have you been doing any type of investigations or any evaluations lately or anything?
There's one group here in South Carolina, and every once in a while they'll send me evidence to look over, to review. Done a little bit of that. I haven't really done much since Jill and I have been out, because I was in the hospital for over a week. And then I had a lot of aftercare and stuff I had to do and still doing, so I really haven't been doing a whole lot as far as that goes, because Jill and I kind of work together. We're a team, and we kind of bounce ideas off each other. So the last time I talked to him, he said he was going to get back into it when he got situated. So I'm kind of not really taking a break, but there's not much to do on my end down here right now. I'm doing a little bit, like I said, doing a little bit of consulting for a group just looking at evidence and whatnot, but nothing major. Just been kind of hanging out and trying to get well. I put my health kind of second for a while, and I kind of shouldn't have done that, and it caught up with me. So, trying to get better and, like that. Have been actually doing a little bit of, go about every week. I've been going fishing here a good bit. So that still kicks. I can still, at least if nothing else, I can catch fish. But, paranormal wise, I've just been kind of taking a break.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Well, when you're into it, and we've been into it for a long time, every once in a while you got to kind of step back, take a little break and regroup and see what you want to work on next. And we really hate the fact that the podcast got put on hold, but we really didn't have any choice with both of us having health issues and different things. We just kind of had to do it. And we both would hope that we could get back to that But, you know, because we really don't know what's going to go on later, we really can't say when or if that's going to happen. We hope that it
right.
does, but we really can't make any promises on that.
Exactly.
And we hate that.
You have to take it one day at a time, and, you know, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
You know, we hated it for all the people that we were working with and everybody, and for the fans, obviously, because they, you know, we enjoyed doing it, and they enjoyed listening, and, you know, we missed doing it. But if it's meant to be, then we'll get back to it.
Yes, and you want to say this, too, is that the North Coast Paranormal, North Coast in British Columbia, that's no longer in existence now that you're both in the United States. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty much Joe's baby. You know, I did help with the research and the evidence and stuff like that. But since I wasn't in Canada, I really couldn't go on investigations with them.
Right.
And
but you guys are not affiliated with the British Columbia team anymore. Is that correct?
We're both members of the team in Vancouver.
Okay, but not the one in British Columbia.
Yeah, we work for the Vancouver Paranormal Society. We do some research for them, although I really haven't been able to do any for them either. I just I had to kind of focus on me for a bit, you know, and so I haven't really had time to get into a lot of that. I miss doing it, but, you know, you kind of have to take care of yourself at some point.
Exactly. Yeah,
you know,
and it happens. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, things always change, you know, shifting, energy shifts, and, you know, what you thought was going to happen is, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen, but it's always for the, you know, to me, it's, you know, sometimes we can fight it and our egos get in the way and things like that, but I think there's always a reason why, you know, things are always moving, the vibration's always shifting. From whatever situation or time, then it moves on to a different thing. So, you know, just learning to go with the flow and, you know, just kind of take it easy and understand that, you know, it's not meant to be. You know, right now I'm, you know, in the bodybuilding industry. I've been really slamming it pretty hard, and I've been out probably for almost, I don't know, a couple weeks now, to just kind of really taking it easy and not being able to lift, but, you know, it's kind of like, wow, this is a time for me to journal and to continue and, you know, possibly, you know, do other things and writing a book and things like that. So, you know, I've got a lot of things happening and my business is picking up and just a lot of things. So, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, I appreciate it. Sometimes, you know, I fight it myself, but I'm getting to learn that, you know, it's meant to happen. You know, things happen for a reason and, you know, you just can't, sometimes you can't control it. You just go with the flow and understand there's a greater purpose.
You can't fight the universe too much on whatever. You know, the universe has got plans for whatever you're going to have happen, and you really can't just fight that. I mean, you just kind of got to go with the flow.
Yep, exactly. And me, I always like to control everything. You know, from whatever happens, I like to control everything. And so, yeah, it's a big learning lesson to have patience and to accept the things the way they are. And just, it's right now, today is, for me, it's going back to my journal and just journaling. And I've got two books going right now. So it's crazy. It is, life is wonderful, but it's crazy. So, yeah.
Did we lose Jason?
So,
I'm trying to hold back.
Oh, now I remember Jason. Last week, I had a brain fart. Last week, we had some guest some guy was talking about the paranormal and how much fakery there are in psychics and mediums. Now I remember now. And that was a good show. The guy was very nice, and I forgot his name, but very well versed as far as knowing a little bit about the paranormal and UFO conferences and, you know, having a good eye and experience on fakery, we're talking about in the woo-woo industry. So Yeah, it was quite interesting in how the interview came about, but it was very good. I have to say that. You know, it's just interesting, even with you, Michael, you know that you can tell with your experience, too, in the many years between you and Joel, there's a lot of people that are, you know, not what they seem to be, but, you know, you just got to be discerning, and that's what we need to do.
I want to say real quick, you're talking about fakery in the psychic world. I actually have a friend that was a telephone psychic that had, and knowingly, had no psychic experience. And he was blowing people's minds away, and he wasn't psychic. And it was like for one of those major psychic phone networks. And he was telling me about it. It's pretty interesting.
Seriously? Really? You mean they hired him so that he can, what would he do, make stuff up? I'm serious. I'm curious about that.
Yeah. Yeah, he would just make stuff up, or he could pick stuff up just, you know, talking to the person, and he would blow people away. He'd get repeat customers, you know, that are paying by the minute. And, yeah, so he very easily, without much effort, was able to pull the wool over people's eyes. And, you know, the objective is to keep them on the phone as long as possible. And he just, you know, everybody that he talked to thought he was like a legit psychic, and he's not at all.
Wow. You know, this is sad about those kind of places, and I don't mean to say this, but, you know, and I'm not saying this with everybody, but I notice that people who go onto those, I don't want to say that majority, but there are people we call psychic addicts. They come from one person to another trying to get opinion from one person and another person and another person, and they always seem to rely on that instead of doing their own work. You know, I can see maybe going to a psychic once a year or every 6 months, or you have the same person that you rely on, that you trust, and, you know, gives pretty good, you know, guidance and things like that, or is really psychic. And, you know, I can understand using them when you need to, but, you know, having a habit of doing this all the time it's gotten to be really bad. I see a lot of them in the metaphysical world when you go to these shows. You know, some of these shows, you see the same people all the time. You know, they're going and, you know, just it's a different face but in a different place, but the same old thing, you know. And the plethora of tarot card readers is just unbelievable. It's astronomical.
I'm probably going to piss some people off with what I'm fixing to say, but I don't care because it's me.
Yeah,
you know, and that's how our show usually works. If people have listened to Joe and I, they know that we'll just call it like we call it. And I've been into the metaphysical stuff for years, you know, studied it in books and you know, meditations and all this stuff. Now, some of the stuff actually does do, you know, does help. But a lot of it is very subjective. When you get a tarot card reading, for example, you could have your cards read by three different readers with the same cards and get three different interpretations of what the cards say. You know, it's not something that's written in stone. Some people say that when the cards are inverted, it means something different. Some people say it doesn't. You know, it just depends on who's reading your cards at that moment. And you have to remember that everyone has free will. Your destiny is not dictated by the fall of a card. You know, they do a past, present, and a future. Pardon me?
I would hope not. I'd hope my destiny isn't shaped by a card.
I don't
buy into that stuff anyway.
No, your destiny is not shaped by the fall of a tarot card. You know, or anything else. I mean, like when you walk out of a building on a street, you have the option of going left or right, or well, say left or right, just for the sake of argument. You can go straight, You can go at an angle. You can go wherever you want to go. But until you got to go left or right down a sidewalk. If you go right down the sidewalk and the piano falls on your head, well, that's not good. If you went out the door and went the other way and found $1,000, well, that's really good, you know. But because you didn't know that was going to happen, it was choice. You chose to go left or right. You know? And
right.
Everything that happens after you make that left or right turn causes another series of events to happen. If the piano falls on your head, you wind up in the hospital. If you find a lot of money, you wind up going somewhere and buying something you don't need, but you want. You know what I mean? I mean, so you can't take it in any of the, and Sherry can comment on this one. I don't think any of the metaphysical things that are done are meant to be written in stone. They're not absolute. They can't be. Because if they were, that would mean that you had no free will. Because everything was dictated by the fall of a card or the tea leaves or a palm reader or anything. There's even people I don't even know what it's called. And I think there are people that actually read, what's it called, Sherry? People that read eyes. They look in your eyes and tell you what you're supposed to, what your future is.
I know, it's still readings, you know. Oh, yeah, they have, that was just, that's one of them. They have one of those, Thrive types, eye reading, and the other one was iris readings and things like that to see what your potential is. It's kind of like an enneagram where they kind of look at your eyeballs and then you fall in one category. There's 10 to 12 different categories.
Well, see, I'm sorry. And if there's someone that wants to come on and tell me I'm wrong, that's fine. But to me, that sounds like BS. I'm sorry, but it does.
Yeah.
I would not pay someone to sit there and look in my eyes and tell me stuff.
I can see in health-wise, in Chinese medicine, you know, they can look at your eyes and see generally what your health is, just like your hands, your ears, your feet, things like that. But, yeah, to find out things like that, it just seems too, I don't know, it seems like somebody made it up and that thought they can go and make a certification program with it and try to make money off of it. That's just my take of it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. I've heard about it, but I don't know any of the details of it. But I am certainly not going to sit across the table from somebody and pay them to look into my eyes and sell me something and give them money. You know, I mean,
yeah,
that,
you
to
and
me,
me
that
both.
That just sounds too far out there to me. I don't know. For me personally, if it works for you and you want to do it, then, you know, by all means, and if you get something out of it, then go for it. If it helps you, then by all means do it. But not me. I don't think so.
What do you think of that, Jason? And they look at your eyes and put you in a different category.
Well, it's funny you should mention that because just today, this morning at breakfast, I was having breakfast with my girlfriend and she said I had an eye freckle. So I had to Google it. So apparently there are eye freckles. So I'm wondering how that falls into the whole eye reading thing. It's more of a medical thing, but who knows? I'm sure there's eye psychics out there that can tell me it means something.
Now, wait a minute. You have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
I missed something.
Shocking.
I know I haven't talked to you in a while. I missed that.
Yeah, it's a newish thing. So, yeah, I do have a girlfriend now.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. It's been fun.
Well, yeah. The last time I checked, it was supposed to be. You know,
no.
I mean, you get to take her shopping and all this good stuff. And
I tell you, you know, companionship is a very nice thing to have. I haven't really had a companion in about 3 years, and it's nice to have nice to have somebody that wants to spend time with you. Because I've been in situations before where they don't really want to spend time with you, you know, and it's just nice. It's one of the joys and enjoyments of life is just spending time with somebody that enjoys your company.
Right. You're in the honeymoon phase right now, so we'll see probably about a year.
Yeah,
if you make it. See what happens, Jason.
Yeah,
well,
I was married for 14 years, so I'm pretty much a long-termer when it comes to relationships.
Well, I never did the marriage thing. I almost did. I came really close.
Yeah, it's it was eye-opening.
Well, we're really having a mixed bag of stuff tonight. We went from counters to marriage in 40 minutes.
I know.
Hey, it's a free-for-all tonight. Oh, so anyway, yeah, just there's going to be some good people in the metaphysical world and in the paranormal or UFO, and there's going to be people that are charlatans, you know. You just got to learn to be discerning and pick out a good one. You know, they're just very difficult sometimes.
Speaking of discernment, I did see Lorraine Warren passed away here a while back.
Who?
Not too long ago.
I saw that too. Lorraine
Warren, yes. Yes, that's right. Johnny Zappas's aunt.
Yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I saw that on the news the other day.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I saw that too.
So I wonder what happens with all the stuff in the haunted museum. I wonder where all that's going to go.
I would imagine that their daughter and her husband would probably take that over. I don't know. Obviously, I would have no way in knowing, but I would imagine that family would take over and do something with that.
You have to treat that like hazardous waste, just in case there's really haunted stuff.
Yeah, you know, you never know. I mean, you know, there's people come down on that issue on two ways. Either they think that it was the greatest thing ever or the biggest hoax, you know, like Amityville. Some people swear there was something to it. Some people say it was all made up over five bottles of wine one night. I don't know for myself. I have no idea.
So what was up with Amityville? Now, there's that really, really creepy picture. I don't know if the listeners have seen it, where they took a picture in
the
house, and
there's the boy with the glowing eyes.
I couldn't find any information that said that was fake or not. That is probably one of the eeriest alleged ghost photographs I've ever seen.
Yeah, me too. That is a scary photo. I've seen that photo. And the thing about it is if there were no children in that house the night that was taken, then that could only be one thing. I mean, if everybody in the house that night was an adult and they know for a fact that there were no children in the house at the time, but yet there's a photograph of a child standing on the staircase, then what was it? How did it get there? You know, that would be that's my take on that. But not knowing the details of who was there, you would have to make sure, although I cannot imagine that anyone in the middle of all that was going on would have brought a child into that house after all that had happened or supposedly had happened there. I can't imagine someone that was investigating that night or a news person or whoever would have brought a child into that house, just on the offhand chance that whatever was going on was real, you know, because who knows? I mean, I know what they claim, but it would be the last place to take a child. So,
and I have to say, I'm looking at a picture of it right now, and they superimposed a picture of one of the kids that was murdered there, And I have to say, it looks pretty similar to those two pictures look very, very similar. So I don't know. I'm skeptical on it, but if you see the picture of one of the murdered kids and then the ghost photo, it's like the hair is parted in the exact same way. They both have a broad nose. I don't know. Creepy.
Yeah, it is a creepy photo. The thing about the photographs is you never know. Is it just a picture of the kid that was when he was alive standing on the staircase? You don't know. I mean, who knows? I can't say that. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it's fake or not fake. I don't know. But it is an eerie photo, that's for sure. I've seen that photo. I've looked at it a good bit, trying to see if I could figure out what was going on there, but I haven't had any luck.
You know, I'm looking at this photo really closely. I've never actually looked at it closely, and you know, this kid's kind of peering around. Looks like he's got glowing eyes, but now that I look at it closer, it is very apparent that the eyes are not glowing and that the individual is wearing glasses, and it's a flash from the camera. If you look at it blown up, that would make sense. Yeah, it looks the person's wearing glasses. I can totally tell it. Look at it closer, blown up, and you can see the edge on one side of the face where the frame is going on the side of the head. Yeah, I don't know. Now I just think it's a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, well, I've always, you know, and people, like I said, people have always come down on both sides of that. You know, some people swear that it was a real deal. You know, the Warren said that it was a real thing, and stuff happened there, and other people, you know, said that they made it up, and, you know, I don't know. I'm not saying anybody's lying or fraudulent or whatever. I'm just saying I don't know. I do know that the people that have lived there after that apparently haven't had any problems.
Yeah, I heard that too. Yeah, no haunting, which I find suspicious.
Of course, no haunting is good. I mean, you wouldn't want them to have a problem, you know, but because I do believe that there are people that endure, you know, and are enduring paranormal activity in their homes and other places, and, you know, you feel bad for them because it's not an easy fix. It's not like a one-and-done kind of thing. You know, it's not like on the movies or TV, you know, they go in for 15 minutes and it's all done. You know, some of the stuff takes years. I actually saw a documentary, and I think it was on Netflix, but don't hold me to it, called The Exorcist. And it talks about the Catholic Church, and now to be fair and honest, I am Catholic, but I'm not promoting one religion over the other. I'm just relating what this documentary is about how they send people to Rome to learn to perform exorcisms. Because it's a very complicated thing to do. You don't just read a book, you know. And there's a lot of other things that are done besides. They have whole bodies, a whole different organization of clergy that are psychiatrists, you know, that rule out psychiatric disorders, medical disorders, you know, they do MRIs and CT scans and check for tumors and do all kinds of things to make sure there's not something medical or psychiatric going on before they get down to, well, maybe it's a case of a possession. That's the very last thing that they get to, you know. But the story was about how they send people over in the school they go to, and it was really quite interesting.
You have to be pretty brave to volunteer for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually, and one of the priests even said, because he was asked by the bishop to be an exorcist. He said, really, I don't want to do that. And he said, that's how I know you'll be a good one, because you don't want it. You know, because I imagine it would be like something else. Like, well, I'm the exorcist. Well, you know, that's kind of a, I wouldn't say it's a prestige thing, but, you know, like, the guy that's going to be the best at it's going to be the guy that doesn't want to do it. You know? He'll do
yeah.
it, but he's not really thrilled about it. You know? So maybe that's part of it. I don't know. I wouldn't want to do it either. That wouldn't be one of my things that'd be high on my list of things to have on my resume. And don't even get me started on the number of fake exorcists that I've run across. You know, some of those guys in the paranormal community that claim to be exorcists that run in and do something for 15 minutes and then say it's all done, and then it leaves people in worse case than they found them. So, you know, there's that out there too.
What about you, Sherry? You want to start doing exorcisms?
Oh, no, thank you. I don't want to go in the dark side. I don't do dark stuff or dark entities. No, thank you. As a matter of fact, we talked about my life change since we witnessed an exorcism, and I had Joe and, as a matter of fact, I had Joe and Joel and Michael go and look at the documentary, didn't we?
We did.
That was quite the interesting experience.
Yeah, to say the least. I won't go too much more into it than that, but it was interesting. I could use other words, too.
Well, our guest last week was naming names. He says, I don't care, but when I see fakery, it's fakery.
Yeah, he sounds like our kind of guy, you know. Sometimes you just got to call BS, you know. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
So I got to ask, how was the Oregon Ghost Conference?
Very good. It was very interesting. The energy was just weird this year. I did really well, but my class was the very last class. I mean, literally, it was the very last class. On so I didn't have very many people in attendance, but before they closed. But it was okay. I mean, it was different. The energies was just different. I don't know. I don't know. It's just real. I can't put a handle on it. I just, like, it was not. I don't know. It was just strange. I don't know if it's the people or the circumstances or what. But yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, because I know a lot of the people on our podcast, you know, the guys that we dealt with and we talked to, a lot of them were talking about going to that, you know, and I'd wondered how it was.
Yeah, I saw them. I saw the people that were in the podcast, you know, Aaron and June and Wendy and, you know. I don't know how they did, but, yeah, I saw them. And I didn't hang around, but, you know, because like I said, I was doing a class and I was on the panel and I was a vendor there. So, yeah, I was quite busy.
Yeah, you gotta get off of it and get that book wrote. I want a copy of your book.
Seriously? Do you really? That's what
yeah.
people say. It's interesting. I don't know. I'm thinking that maybe that's what's happening. Is that, you know, I'm really, really, you know, still in shape to get back on stage and doing prep, but had to put everything to a halt because of the injury. And now it's almost like the universe is saying, no, we don't want you going on stage right now. Yeah, you can be shredded, you can be in great shape, but, you know, something's telling me we want you to turn inward and just finish your journal and perhaps, you know, turning it into a book. And until the, you know, my natives tell me, my ancient ancestors, you know, the natives and everything tell me, I'm not going to release the book, but you know, I share a little bits and pieces of it, and it's pretty deep. I mean, they channel. I get into a mode of I won't say meditation, but I'm just listening, you know, just like I listen to those that have crossed over. They speak to me, and I'm their voice of humanity, of learning to be, you know, the best person you can be. And these passages are very, very deep. As you know, Michael, I share with you a couple of them? I think I did,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you did, and they were quite interesting, and I enjoyed them.
Yeah, very, very, I would say very deep, very contemplative, and you know it's not coming from me in the way I talk, but, yeah, when they speak, they come out, and they want their voices heard, and I'm really feel honored that they're using, or they want me to be their voice. They want me to carry on their spirit through me in order to be able to help mankind and help myself. It's a win-win situation, and their help, and they're being helped them also too, because, you know, their way of thinking and their spirituality is all being said through me.
You've always had a lot of irons in the fire, as my father would have said. You know, you get a lot.
Oh,
of
yeah.
Going on. And,
well, I've been blessed with this gift. So, if anything, with this exorcism that I witnessed, it really came about me connecting with the natives. Really have, and the first passage was just it was a mind blower, but and then I got my bodybuilding. That's another one. That's another book that I'm already in process of, my bodybuilding book. So, you know, maybe that's what Spirit wants me to do, is so much be a voice and being able to help people and give that information out without ego, just to be able to help humanity. And just, even if it's a little mini book, I don't know. But, you know, when time comes and they tell me, yes, we're ready to have our, you know, have our stuff read publicly, it's going to be good. So, yeah, you're not the only person to say, I want to read your book, I want to buy your book. So, yeah, I'm really honored. So,
well, you know, you have to follow the path that you're meant to follow, and paths change, and you just have to go down.
It is, definitely. I knew that, you know, part of me knows that, you know, before I went, you know, I live in the forest, and I, you know, being able to channel them and just listen, and they speak through me and everything. And then I didn't have any time because I'm going to the gym, you know, 5 days a week, and yada, yada, yada. I mean, between that and being on tour on the weekends, it was very difficult. So my way of channeling through them is on my way to the gym. I'm in the car, and I have to stop. I'm not using text, but I have to stop and use my voice recorder, and they're speaking to me no matter what. And it's like, you know, it's interesting. But, yeah, it's all collective passages and epiphanies and things like that I can share one of these days with the public, and it's just amazing. I love them dearly, and like I said, this is not my land, it's their land, and I honor them, and I want them to be protected and protect us and my family and my home and this forest. So it's a collective consciousness and being able to connect with those that have gone before us, most definitely.
Well, I'm looking at the time here, and it looks like we're starting to run out of time.
We are, huh?
Wrap it up.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe this whole hour has gone by so fast. To be honest with you, it's really, really fast. I mean, once we go on a subject, we can go on and on.
We covered the gambit today.
Pretty much from Geiger counters to eyeball readings, we did pretty good.
You know what, Michael? You are in Kentucky, and we're in the Pacific Northwest, Michael. And I want to thank you so much for being able to share your knowledge and your experiences, and just sharing your time with not just only us, but with those that are following Paranormal Horizons.
Well, you're welcome.
Yes.
It's been great to be with you and talk to you both again. It's been a while.
It has, and I would love to have you back. We really wish you so much, wishing you well with recovery.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it was a great pleasure having you on, and we'll have to get you back on in the future.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Take care.
Good night.
Boy, he's always a pleasure to have on radio. It's great. I mean, him and Joel used to be on radio every week and, you know, just banter and everything. It's amazing how they can just have a big following. But, you know, it's just a hiccup right now. And like they said, it's their health. And, you know, we have to take care of our health before anything else. And sometimes we have to put things on hold. And that's where I'm at this stage of the game is healing and connecting with Mother Nature and connecting to my ancestors and my natives. So it's all good.
Well, you're connecting with the ancestors and nature. I continue to fall deeper and deeper into a technology rabbit hole. I'm going the opposite direction. That's probably why
this
show works.
Well, you'll have to come out, Jason, maybe now with your girlfriend. You'll have to come out and see if we have any type of radon or any type of radiation around my house. That'd be interesting to know, find out.
Yeah, well, we can definitely do that. Do we got anything lined up next week?
No, we don't, but we will. I think I will get a guest next week. It would be kind of nice if we get a guest, and the week after may not be on. I asked Maria, not next week Sunday, but the following Sunday may not be on, so might be back on tour, so it looks like it. But, yeah, so we'll just we'll wing it, and I'll just find a guest for next week, but... Yeah, I want to thank Michael for his time. He's a three-hour time difference, and just want to thank him for spending the time to sharing it again with us. And Jason, it's just you and me again next week.
Excelente. Well, it's always a pleasure.
Yes, it is. And I can't believe I'm going to be going on, 4 years in October, May, June, July, August. Yeah, in 5 months, it's going to be 4 years with you. I can't believe that.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I don't know if it's just me, but it feels like time is accelerated. Like the weeks, the months go by. It's really odd.
It has. So, yeah, we go back in the archives. Yeah, three years was last October, and it'll be going on 4 years with you.
Wow. Well, as always, we'll continue to this show's not going anywhere. I mean, I'll do it till the day I die, probably. I have to leave a
well,
legacy.
You can count on me. Knock on wood and pray to God, you know, literally pray to God that we're going to be healthy and, you know, have our lessons gentle and easy, but... I'm with you, partner. No matter what, I'm hopefully with you.
Alrighty. Well, with that, we'll close it out. We hope everybody has a fantastic, safe week, and thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll see everybody next Sunday, PM West Coast time, Blog Talk Radio, and a whole host of other places this show is broadcasted.
Yes, we are. You're still on, I believe you're still on iTunes and Spotify, so... Yes, go ahead and listen to Paranormal Horizons and check out iTunes and Spotify. So, anyway, till next week, I'll get a guest, hopefully, maybe. We'll see what happens. But thank you, everybody, for just following Paranormal Horizons. We really appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Take care. Peace.
And with that, good night, everyone. Hope everybody has a safe week.
Bye-bye.